Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. Retold by Florence Bell.
Chapter 4. A Ball at the Upper Rooms. It was Thursday evening. James and Catherine Morland went to the upper rooms with Mrs. Allen. They met Isabella Thorpe in the upper rooms. They all sat down in a large salon. "Isabella, will you dance with me?" James asked. "My brother is not here," Isabella said. "Catherine doesn't have a dancing partner. I will wait until John comes." But a few minutes later, Isabella stood up. "John will be here soon," she said. "I'm going to dance with James now." Catherine Morland was unhappy. She was a pretty girl without a dancing partner. She looked round the room. Suddenly, she saw Mr. Tilney, but he had a beautiful young woman with him. The young woman went towards some other people. Mr. Tilney moved slowly across the room. He bowed to Catherine and Mrs. Allen.
"I am very happy to see you again, Mr. Tilney," Mrs. Allen said. "My sister Eleanor is here with me tonight," Mr. Tilney said. Then he smiled at Catherine and he asked her to dance.
"I am very sorry," Catherine said, "but I am waiting for Mr. Thorpe. I am going to dance with him."
At that moment, John Thorpe came towards them.
"Now we will dance, Miss Morland," he said.
At the end of the dance, John Thorpe left the room. Isabella Thorpe walked up to Catherine.
"Your brother wants to dance with me again," she said. "But you must dance again too, my dear friend."
Mr. Tilney walked towards Catherine.
"Will you be my dancing partner now?" he asked.
Catherine was very happy. She stood up and Mr. Tilney held her hand. At that moment, John Thorpe came back into the room. He walked towards them.
"Miss Morland," John Thorpe said, "why are you not dancing with me? Who is this man?"
"This is Mr. Henry Tilney," Catherine said. "He wants to dance with me. You were not in the room."
"I am Miss Morland's dancing partner now," Henry Tilney said. He spoke very politely.
"The dance is beginning. Please excuse us."
John Thorpe was angry. He walked away. Catherine and Mr. Tilney started to dance.
"You have been in Bath for 3 weeks, Miss Morland," said Mr. Tilney. "Are you bored, or are you enjoying yourself?"
"Bath is not boring," Catherine said.
"But your family is not in Bath."
"My brother is here," said Catherine, "and I have some good friends."
Mr. Tilney smiled.
"My sister Eleanor will be your friend too," he said.
A few minutes later, the dance ended. Catherine saw somebody looking at her. He was a tall, handsome old man. Mr. Tilney went towards the old man. He spoke with him. Then Henry Tilney walked back to Catherine.
"That man is my father, General Tilney," he said.
"He was asking me your name." Catherine danced with Henry Tilney once more. Then Mr. Tilney introduced her to his sister. Catherine sat down, and Eleanor Tilney sat next to her. Eleanor was about 22 years old. She was beautiful, and she was wearing a white dress.
"The country around Bath is very beautiful," Eleanor Tilney said. "Henry and I often walk in the country together. Please come with us one day. Please come tomorrow."
"Oh, yes," Catherine replied. "I am living with the Allens. They have an apartment in Pulteney Street. Let's meet there at 12 o'clock.
Catherine had another new friend. She was very happy.